betrayed. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the praise. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming to carry me home, a bed of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Sing, to carry me on. Sing, Lord, sing, chariot, coming on to carry me on. Sing, Lord, sing, your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How marvelous is your name, oh Lord. How marvelous is your name, oh Lord. How marvelous is your name. How marvelous is your name. How marvelous is your name, oh Lord. How marvelous is your name. How marvelous is your name. How marvelous is your name, oh Lord. How wonderful is thy name, oh Lord. How wonderful is thy name, oh Lord. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, oh Lord. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, oh Lord. How beautiful is thy name, oh Lord. How beautiful is thy name, oh Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name, oh Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name, oh Lord. Amen. Let's sing once more this chorus, "How beautiful is thy name." And we will ask Brother Mike if he can come open the word of prayer. How beautiful is thy name, O Lord. How beautiful is thy name, O Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name, oh Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name, oh.
Because we can see, we can test how beautiful you are, O Lord. We can experiment how good you are to us, O Lord. Being again in your house once, O Lord. Being given this high privilege, O Lord, to stand in the presence of the Most High, O Lord. Being given this occasion to come again, O Lord, to that one who knows us better than ourselves, O Lord, who knows our needs even before we can open our mouths, O Lord.
Yes.
We are so privileged to stand in your presence, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the day as it went, O Lord. We can see how your powerful hand have led us, O Lord, on our workplaces, at our homes, at our schools, everywhere, O Lord, and granting us traveling mercies to come and fellowship with one another, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. Take now our hearts, O Lord. Take control of our minds. Take control of our bodies, O Lord. Everything. Let us forget about our sorrows.
Yes.
Let us forget about our needs outside, O Lord. Because when we bring them to you, we know that you are the one who said, "Come to me."
Yes. Amen.
You that are heavy burden, and I'll give you rest, O Lord. And the rest we know that you grant us, O Lord, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, O Lord. The rest is the promised land, O Lord. It's our inheritance, O Lord. That's why we come standing, O Lord, believing, O Lord, that we'll descend now, O Lord, and fellowship with us, O Lord. That your angel is surrounding us, O Lord, now, and they will heal every disease, O Lord. That your angel, with his mighty hand, O Lord, will save every single soul, O Lord. We commit ourselves into your hand. Bless your people, O Lord. You know now that we are scattered around the world. In holidays time, O Lord. Take care of every one of your children, O Lord. Those who are in Africa, those who are in Asia, in America, in Europe, everywhere around the world, O Lord. In the bushes, O Lord. Those who are crossing seas, O Lord. Those who are flying planes, O Lord. Those who are on trains, Heavenly Father. We commit them into your hand.
Amen.
Let your powerful, mighty hand, O Lord, bring them back safely, O Lord.
Yes.
Be with us now as we prepare to hear your word. Be with us as we fellowship, as we worship you, O Lord. Grant us a refreshing time, O Lord. Take now everything into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. There is one good song. It's Don't You Want Your Oh My Brother. What's the song? Oh My Loving Brother. Amen. 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 We just received somebody posted on us about Bible. We can read Bible, but until we take personally, can't help us. Let's take this service personally. We sing personally, we partake our place personally. Amen. Amen. Let's sing this one. Amen. Oh, the judgment day is coming, what an awful day it will be. Christ forever is my refuge, rock of ages, glad for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, the sounding of the trumpet at the dawning of the day. Worldly pleasures with the treasures shall forever pass away. My loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Pull
lost sinners will be crying for the hope they'll never see. But the ransom will be singing, Rock of Ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the Rock of Ages, clap for me once more. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your hide me over in the Rock of Ages? Yes, Lord, amen. Clap for me. I am thinking of the rapture on the blessed, when the redeemed are gathering in. I will raise the heavenly altar in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, wash like snow and free from all sin. I will shine and I will sing, when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over the streets of gold, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, when will be rolled, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Hush like snow and free from all sin, I will shout and I will sing, when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing the redemption story with their voices clear and strong, when the redeemed are gathering in. Angels all will listen, for they cannot enjoy that song, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, wash like snow and free from all sin, how we'll shout and how we'll sing, when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board, when the redeemed are gathering in. Station, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in.
song is about me. When the redeemed will gather in, I will gather there. Amen. Shouting, praising Him. Amen. Let's sing that song. Table, He has table spread for me this evening. Amen. Jesus has a table spread where disciple He invites you. Come and dine with His manna, He the feed and supplies our every need. Come and dine, the Master call it. Come and dine, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine to the hungry, call it now. Come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called unto them, come and dine. They found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfies the hungry every time. Yes, even this evening. Come and dine, the Master calling, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calling now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take His bride to be ever at His side. All the host of heaven will assembled be. What will be a glorious sight? All the saints in spotless white with feasted eternally. Come and dine, the Master call it. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now. Come and dine. Come and dine, the Master call it. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now. Come and dine. I love Him, I love Him, because He first loved me. And He purchased my salvation on Calvary. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I love Him. I love Him. Because He first loved me, and He purchased my salvation on Calvary. my love, my love. I love him. I love him because he first loved me.
Once again for grace that hath called us, Lord, to your presence this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this church. We thank you for the pastor. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the deacons. We thank you for the officers. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. Anytime we come here, Lord, oh, your word is quickened unto us. Amen. We thank you, the Lord, anytime we come here, Lord, we hear your word of truth, Lord. Amen. So tonight, Lord, even we believe that the Spirit is still here. to quicken the word to us once again. Father, we've come, Lord, with all humility, with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord, with God fearing in our hearts, Lord Jesus, we surrender ourselves tonight, Lord. Mm. Even tonight, Lord, being a night, Lord Jesus, we are seeking, oh God, your grace, utterances, Lord, for our prayer meeting, Lord. We pray that, Lord Jesus, our utterances, Lord, tonight, it will be according to your will for us, Lord. Amen. Father, even as we turn to the reading of your word, oh God, we pray that once again, it will be the altar standing here, Lord, bringing the word of life to us, and to make it, Lord Jesus, a way by which, Lord, we can pray tonight, Lord. Father, we commit all our brethren who have traveled, Lord, into your hands. Wherever they are, Lord, we know you are the omnipresent God, and you are with them, Lord. Father, keep them safe and bring them back with testimonies to the glory of your name. Once again, Lord, tonight, we bring ourselves under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Bless your word as we turn to read it to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming as we are still standing. Let's turn to the reading of the word tonight. You know, Fridays, it's all of it's a prayer meeting. Amen. Let's turn to Genesis 1:11. Genesis 1:11. And let's hear the word of God. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it was so. Amen. Tonight our topic is planting the original seed. And we are looking at what? Carlo. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Our prayer meeting is focused on Carlo planting the original seed. Amen. Amen. Shall we bow our heads once again? Dear Lord, we've read your word, O God. Amen. Father, your servant, as I stand here, Lord, there's nothing in me. I stand here as your vessel, Lord Jesus. I pray that, Lord, you put me aside, O God, and lead us, Lord Jesus, and give us utterances tonight by the leadership of your word that we have read. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Before, I want to say thank you to church for always remembering me in prayer. It has not been easy for me for some time now. I went to Italy for a checkup, and the checkup didn't come well at all. Amen. But I am not of myself. My strength is the Lord's. He is my strength. So the doctors say it's bad for me. But I know I have a Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He is the healer. Yes. Praise God. Amen. So, I thank the Lord that he has given me the strength to stand here tonight and fellowship with you. And I thank all of you for your prayers. Amen. Amen. And this morning, the first The first text that was sent to our website, it was from Sister Precious. It really encouraged me this morning. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, sometimes you just begin to think, but why should we fall sick? Amen. We have a God that has many, many attributes. And one of his attributes is what? Healing.
Amen.
Amen. And we need to what? Fall sick. And then his attribute of a healer begins to work in us.
Amen.
Praise God. And then we come back and give glory to him. We know that he's a healer.
Amen.
Praise God. So we have a healer in our midst. And he's the one that is in control of our lives. Amen. So tonight, as I've said, our prayer meeting is focused on Carlo, where there is an ongoing work of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. And we know the scripture sets in Matthew 24:14. Matthew 24:14. The scripture says, and this gospel, okay, put this one aside and give us the text, Matthew 24:14. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Amen.
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 This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all nations for a witness unto what? Unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Praise the Lord. And so we see that our Lord Jesus Christ himself, when he came on earth here, it's written in Mark, the first chapter, Mark, first chapter, verse 15. He said what? He said, and Jesus came preaching and saying, give us that one, Mark 1:15. So Jesus came preaching and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when Jesus came, he said it. He said this, Mark 24:14, he said it. He himself said it. That this gospel of the kingdom got to be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations before the end will come. And then he himself set the example. Praise God. As Mark wrote in Mark 1:15, that Jesus also, he went through Galilee and he started preaching, saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Then in the same Mark, the last chapter, verse 15. The one is what? The first chapter, verse 15. Then the last chapter, verse 15. He says what? He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature.
Amen.
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 He set the example, and then he said to us that we also must go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. So what is that? That's a commission. That's a commission that God has given to us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's a commission that God has given to us. And this commission, that's why we're here tonight. Because we got to know who is to go. Who is to go? Who is to take this cross? Praise the Lord.
And in this commission, you don't just take your Bible and just move on. No, sir. Every word has its own season.
Amen.
Amen. And we know that it needs the leadership of whom? Of the one who has sent us. He himself had to lead the way. So that's why we are here tonight. Because, Carlo, there is something going on there. The gospel is being preached there. We've taken it upon ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In this message book, I Will Restore, preached in Zurich, Switzerland in 1955. The reason why I'm saying that you cannot just take your Bible and begin to go and say, I'm going to do the commission, God's commission. Listen to what the prophet said. He says, see, the Bible is like a jigsaw puzzle. You know a jigsaw puzzle? Do you know it?
Yes.
Amen. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. And you might pick a piece and say, oh, it will go in here. But it might not. Mm-hmm. Amen. You see that puzzle, see? They scatter, there is either a picture, and then they cut them into what? Different shapes, scatter them, and then you begin to what? Fix them to get what? The picture.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he said, you cannot just pick one. He said, oh, it will fit here. And then you put it there. Praise the Lord. Amen. It may not fit. That's why the Bible is in what? Is given for every season.
Amen.
Amen. A note that you have taken may not fit into what? The very place or the very people you are going to preach to. We need the leadership of the Holy Spirit to take us through. Because the prophet said, therefore, all God's word has to coordinate from Genesis to Revelation. It has to coordinate. From Genesis to Revelation, every word of God, it has its own place. Amen.
Amen.
So as we will be going out, as we have started work in Carlo, brethren, it needs the leadership
Amen.
Of the Lord for us to pick the right, or to, for us what? To present the right message
Amen.
Unto the people.
Amen.
Amen. And so now, we have what? The Father's business in this our age, or this hour that we are in. We have the Father's business before us. We have the commission staring hard at our faces. But the question is, who must go? Amen.
Amen.
Who must go? That's why we're here tonight. Who must go? Is it only the pastor, or the ministers, or the deacons? Now, the prophet has the answer for it. He says, it is the bride.
Amen.
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 He said, it is what? The bride. It is the work for the bride. So tonight, I want to ask, how many of us here are members of the bride? Amen.
Amen.
That means the commission is for what? For all of us.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
The commission is for what? All of us. If you only you are a bride member. So it is not only the pastor, the minister, the deacons, but it's for what? The bride.
Amen.
Let's read something from Pergamon Church Age. Listen. He said, those in the bride do only his will.
Amen.
Those in the bride only do his will.
Amen.
And now, what is his will? His will is for us to go and preach the gospel unto every creature. If you are only a bride member, I said, those in the bride do only his will. He said, no one can make them do otherwise. So now we begin to question ourselves. I am truly a bride member, doing his will at all times, that nothing can what? Move you away from what? The will of God. He said, they have thus says the Lord, or they keep still. Amen. See where it's coming now. They have done says the Lord, all they keep was still. And that means if they have not heard from him, if it has not been the direction of him, they keep still. Waiting on him. Praise the Lord. And this is what the spirit that was in Christ. They have done says the Lord, or they keep still. And this is what the spirit of Christ in the bride. Because Christ himself in John 5:19. First, give it to me. John 5:19. He said what? Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth what the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth what the Son likewise. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So until the Lord leads, amen, amen, we go to what? Wait on him. We don't run ahead of him. We have thus saith the Lord, but if we don't have it, we keep what? We keep still. Praise God. Amen. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. So this commission, this ministry that we want to carry, or we have carried to Carlo, all of us are what? Are members of it. We have to play a part. And everything must be according to what? Thus saith the Lord. Everything must be according to what? The word. Everything must be according to what? The message. Amen. We are coming that. But brother, I'm not a preacher, but what? We are coming on that. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. He said, they know that it has to be God in them doing the work, fulfilling his own word. The bride knows that it has to be what? He, God, in them, doing the work and fulfilling his own word. See? Never they doing it according to their own minds and thoughts. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this was, this same thing was what? Was in Christ. He would never do anything of himself. Even when you read John 14:10, he said, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Amen. See? But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth what? The work. Amen. That's the way of the bride. Amen. Amen. We are talking about Carlo. Amen. This same spirit was in Elijah. See? The same spirit was in what? Was in Elijah. Until he hears from God, he hears the voice of God, Elijah will never move. Amen. Amen. You know, one time after the showdown on Mount Carmel, after he has what? Killed all the 400 prophets of Baal, of Jezebel. Praise the Lord. Elijah thought that everything was what? Everything now. Oh, he had defeated the enemy. But what happened? Jezebel issued a decree that you, I'm going to kill you. Elijah had to run away. Amen. Amen. Elijah went, sat on the mouth of a cave. Praise God. And what happened? The Bible says, a strong wind passed breaking what mountains into pieces. Praise the Lord. Elijah never moved. Amen. Amen. Elijah never moved. He's not like those people that can be carried away by every wind of doctrine. That's the bride. Amen. You can never be carried away by any wind of doctrine. It is thus saith the Lord, or you keep still. Praise God. Oh, after what? After the wind, what came? Earthquake. It never moved Elijah. Fire. Oh, fire that destroyed. Fire that he never heard what the voice of God coming out from it. It is not of God. Amen. The fire, he knows the fire of God. The fire of God, it destroys not. Amen. Like what Moses saw. Oh, hallelujah. But this fire is just what? Devastating, destroying. No, sir. I'm not going to move. This is not God moving. Amen. One time, even when the children of God, when they were in the wilderness, when they saw the glory of God, the Bible says it was like what? A devouring fire that was upon the mountain, but it never destroyed anything. Moses went through it. Amen. The fire of God, see, it destroys not. So the bride, if the fire of God is in you, you don't destroy a brother or a sister. Amen. Amen. But you are on fire for God. Amen. But that fire, it doesn't destroy. Amen. So when that fire also came destroying, Elijah never moved. Amen. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. In the message, the evening messenger. He said, did you know the big noise didn't affect the prophet Elijah? He heard the fire and the smoke go by and the thunderings and the lightnings and the blood and oil and everything else. It never bothered him. Amen. See? The noise never bothered him. But God's is what? A small, still voice that attracted the prophet. Amen. And so the bride, we have thus saith the Lord, or we keep still. Amen. Until we hear from him, he gives the direction, then we move forward. Amen. See, one thing I love about this prophet, Elijah, oh, hallelujah. When the voice came out, and then he went forward. Amen. That's still small voice. The voice asked him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And listen to what Elijah said. He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. Oh, my. I've been what? Jealous for God. Because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I alone, am left. And they seek my life to take it away. Amen. But he said, listen, he said, I've been jealous for the Lord God of hosts. If we can be that way. Amen. Now let's come back to what the prophet was telling us in Pergamon Church age. He said, they have thus said the Lord, or they keep still. They know that it has to be God in them doing the work, fulfilling his own word. Then he said, he did not complete all his work while in his earthly ministry. So he works in and through the bride. Amen. He did not what? Complete all his work. Jesus did not complete all his work while in his earthly ministry. So now he works in and through the bride. Amen. 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 Carlo is for the bride. The commission is for the bride. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not for the pastor alone, for the minister alone. That's why when it comes to the time of Carlo, every one of us, if nothing is holding you sincerely, you got to be there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, he said, she knows, as the bride knows, that it was not time for him to do certain things when he was here. The bride now knows that there were things that he couldn't do, which he must do now. Amen. But he will now fulfill through the bride that work which he left for this specific time. Amen. My brother, this is really a challenge to all of us. Amen. The commission is a challenge to all of us. Said he will now fulfill the things that he couldn't complete. Amen. Whilst he was earth here. Amen. The things that he weren't able to complete, he said he's going to now fulfill through the bride. Amen. The work which he left for this specific time. Amen. My brethren, let's watch it closely. It is a work for all of us. Amen. Amen. The time is fulfilled, as Jesus was saying. Amen. Said, that should be the meat of the bride. Amen. That should be our meat. Amen. To be able to complete the work that has been left for us. Amen. That should be our meat. Because when he was on earth here, it was the same meat that he was eating. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I said it the other time. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? When the disciples, when he was, you remember that story in John 4, when he met that woman at the well, on Jacob's well. The disciples had gone to the town to what? To buy food. And they brought many kinds of food. Oh, hallelujah. Many, many kinds. Some more, everything. Praise the Lord. They brought all pasta and everything. Fried fish and everything. And when he came, they came. Said, Master, eat. Said, I have meat already. Which you know not. Ah, what, someone brought him food to eat? And he said, my meat, amen, is to do the will of him that sent me, and to what? And to complete it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so now, that's where the bride is now. The same meat that Jesus was eating. That same meat we got to eat also. Now we have what? A work in hand to complete. Praise the Lord. The Father's business on earth is here. Amen. So brethren, the work, God's commission, it demands what? Absolute commitment. Of our God-given resources. God have given us what? Resources. And those resources must be put to his work. Amen. Brother, we are looking at what? The commission. It's for the bride. Amen. Amen. So, now, every commission, he wants it done according to his spoken word. You don't add anything. You don't take away anything. Because the commission, as he sends us to go and preach the word, my brother, it is what? Life. It is life. You are going to give what? Life unto some people. And so if you take away, it is death. If you add to it, it is death. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so the only thing that we go to Carlo, What we take along is what? Is the word of God.
Amen.
We don't take any other thing. Amen.
Amen.
He said, not only the preacher. Now we find out that it's not only the preacher, it's not only the minister, but every one of us who is a member of the bride. Amen.
Amen.
So now, what part, Sister Precious, maybe you go to play when you go over there. Amen. Oh. They are watching. They are watching. They'll be watching. Amen. Because they are learning something from us. And so, a sister will come. But sister, please, can you tell me why you people, I've seen that you people, you don't wear trousers, you don't wear earrings. Oh, praise the Lord. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see your work there?
Amen.
I want to ask our sisters, so if someone approach you this way, can you use the scripture somewhere from the scripture and tell? Because a thing is on you. You are carrying it along. Do you have a scripture? Do you have something from the message to tell her why you are so? Praise God.
Amen.
It's part of the commission. Sisters, I'm asking you. Do you have them in hand? Oh, brother, they can ask you. Please, I've seen your wife. It doesn't wear, even your daughters, they have not what? Punched the ears. Please, why is it so? Brother, you are not a minister. But here, a question has come to you.
Amen.
Do you have the answer?
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Or you are going to tell, okay, just wait, let me go and ask the pastor and I will come back to you. Oh, the thing that is on you. Wait, let me go and ask the pastor and I'll come back to you. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. Remember what the prophet was preaching on the lily flower. Amen. He said, the bees will come. And when they see that the bees are coming to the world, they saw the beauty. Praise the Lord. And to know that the lily always carries some nectar and carries some fragrance. So it has what? Drawn them. So the bee comes. And then he's looking for nectar. And then there's no nectar. The prophet said, the bee will say, what kind of lily is this? Let me read that, please. In that message with the searcher of a perfect man. He said, look at the lily. It comes from way down in the muck. And every minute of the day, it has to be drawing from the earth. Amen. Anytime you are here, you are drawing something. In your homes, you take your Bible, you are what? Drawing something, the message. You got to be drawing something.
Amen.
The bride is for a purpose. It's for your ministry. Amen.
Amen.
So the lily will be drawing every day, drawing something. Because one of these days, he's going to show his beauty. And now the bees will be coming to what? To ask questions.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he will be struggling through the mud. Always soaking, soaking. And so by the time he shows his petals, beautiful, fragrance. Everything is what? Virtue is in him.
Amen.
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 So when the bee comes, oh, there is always nectar. My brother, my sister, the prophet tied us to the lily. Amen. So, just this kind of simple questions. A bee will come and ask you. Praise the Lord. Now, ask yourself. You are going to Carlo. With no nectar. With no fragrance. So when the bee comes, listen to what the prophet said. And what does it do with this virtue that is drawn? It gives it out. It makes a beautiful sight for the admirer. They will see something in you and they will admire it. They want to know. Praise the Lord. Amen. It opens up itself for honey, for the bee to come and get its part. Amen. Amen. What if the bee come in there? Ah, insufficient fund. See? No honey. The little bee would scratch his head and say, what kind of a lily is that? Praise the Lord. So, brethren, my sisters, the commission is for all of us, the bride. And there are some simple questions we need. We got to have the answers. Amen. Right away. And so even if you are able to say something, whatever you say, it must be according to thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because that is the order. It must come from the word. And so if you are able to even give a little, so I can ask, if like, I can ask my pastor, he can even give you a feather. That is it. Amen. Amen. But not, let me run. I'll book an appointment with you. I will see my pastor and come back to you. No, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are not doing the work. Amen. Amen. Let's arm ourselves with those things. But there are some questions. It is what? Does say the Lord or you keep still? If you don't know, there are deep questions. So look, this question, I will just take you to the pastor. He will give you the answer. That's the correct way. Amen. There are some deep questions that it needs what? The pastor to come in, or a minister or a deacon or whatever be it, to come in. But there are some simple ones. Amen. That we got to what? Get ourselves already prepared for it. Amen. You see, but it is what? Better keep still if you have not the answer. Amen. So now, what we carry to Carlo must be what? The original seed. Because whatever seed that we plant there will bring forth what? The fruits after its kind. That's why we have the topic, planting the what? The original seed. Whatever the topic that to the our text that we read, he said, God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit yielding tree, and the fruit tree yielding fruits after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Amen. So in the prophet said, here is what I'm trying to say to you. The law of reproduction. It is that each species bring forth its own kind. He said, whatever life was in that seed came forth into a plant and then into the fruit. And the very same law applies to the church. Amen. Amen. The same law applies to the church today. Whatever seed started the church will come forth and be like what? The original seed. because it is the same seed. Amen. My brother, Carlo, we need to plant what? The original seed right from the beginning. Amen. Anything taken away, added, it will yield what? A hybrid church. He said, what is it? The same seed. In the message book, the spoken word is original seed. What is it? The same seed. How can you plant here, wheat here, and say, I'm going to get cucumber here? You can't do it. The only way you are going to get cucumbers is plant cucumbers.
Amen.
Amen. If you hybrid it, then it won't be cucumbers. It will be what? A hypocrite. Is that right?
Amen.
It will be a hypocrite, friends. But if you want a cucumber, start with a cucumber and it will be so.
Amen.
Amen. If you want a church, start with the word of God and it will be so. If you want life of God, start with the word of God and it will be what? So. Oh, praise the Lord. So if we want a church without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle, to shoot out in Carlo, we need to plant the original seed.
Amen.
Amen. We want to see a spoken word church. A spoken word seed church in Carlo. Let's plant what? The word. And it will be so. If we want to see a bread church in Carlo, let us plant what? The word. And it will be so.
Amen.
Whatever you want tonight, ask by faith. And it will be so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Carlo, it's like what? A virgin. Like Virgin Mary, whom the word of God came to. Amen. And as she received the word, it produced Christ. The word itself again. So Carlo is like what? A virgin. Amen. So let us watch. We don't turn Carlo into like the womb of Eve. Amen. Let us not turn Carlo to be what? The womb of Eve, where two different seeds were planted.
Amen.
Let it be the womb of Mary, where the word of God was planted, and it produced what? Christ. Let's take notice. Amen. He said, the word of promise came to Virgin Mary. Oh, last Wednesday, we heard about the word of promise. Amen. That it has what? A transforming power. Amen. It has a transforming power in it. Truly, when the word of promise came to Mary, it transformed her.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mary had been always in her house. But that day, that promised word came to her. It transformed her. Amen.
Amen.
She ran. Oh, testifying. She ran towards her cousin Elizabeth to testify. And so if we have received the word, the bride, it should what? Carry us to some place to testify.
Amen.
It has a transforming power as we heard. Amen. It was an angel that brought her the message. But the angel's message was the word of God. And we, the bride, we have also received the message from the angel of God. And it is what? The word of God. And now we are going to Carlo. We also take that same word of God to Carlo.
Amen.
Nothing mixed. Nothing take away. Nothing added. Amen.
Amen.
And let us not be discouraged about what? Oh, just a small group of people. No, sir. My brother, I don't know how this church started, but it didn't start like all together. You all came together like this.
Amen.
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 It started also like what? 2 people, 3 people, 4 people.
Amen.
Now look at it. We are more than 100.
Amen.
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 Let us not be discouraged. Oh, why should I travel all the way from Babrigan to Carlo? Why should I take all this journey to Carlo? Because of 3 people. My brother, my sister, listen to what the prophet said here. It is always what? Even the little flock.
Amen.
The true church is always what? A little flock.
Amen.
And we are also a little flock. As compared to what? Those big churches in Dublin.
Amen.
It's always few. It's always the little flock. And listen to what the prophet said here. He said, from a little group of the true seed of the word, God will present Christ with what? A beloved bride.
Amen.
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 From a little group, he will present to Christ a beloved bride. Amen. Why? Because they are the virgin of the word. Being the virgin of the word is that she is a virgin because she knows no man creed, no man-made creeds and dogmas.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. We don't know anything about man-made dogmas and creeds. That makes us what? Virgins.
Amen.
All that is in us is the word of God.
Amen.
Nothing mixed, nothing taken away.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's where we stand, my brother, my sister. And so, planting the original seed in Carlo, brethren, it takes this word, this kind of word, leadership from the Lord. For us to what? Sow the right seed there. Tonight, I took it upon myself. It was a burden upon my heart that we turn to Carlo because my brother, the commission, he said, go ye and preach the word unto every creature. Praise the Lord. So let's take it. That's where we are tonight. The spoken word is the original seed. And when you speak it, it will be so.
Amen.
Amen. We sow it. It will what? It will bring out a spoken word ministry. It will bring out a spoken word church. Amen. My brother, tonight, the word is in your mouth. The word is in your heart.
Amen.
Because you are the bride.
Amen.
You have thus says the Lord.
Amen.
So tonight, our attention, our prayer, everything is towards Carlo.
Amen.
Amen. The question is, who? Now we've now gotten the answer. Who is to go? It's not only the pastor. It's not only the ministers. It's not only the deacons.
Amen.
Who is to go?
Amen.
Said the work is for the bride.
Amen.
And tonight, we want to say, Lord, here I am. Send me.
Amen.
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 Tonight,
amen.
My brother, that's your prayer.
Amen.
Lord, prepare me.
Yes.
Send me. Here I am.
Amen.
The musicians will come as we sing, speak, my Lord.
Amen.
Speak, my Lord.
Amen.
Speak, my Lord.
Amen.
Here I am.
Amen.
Send me.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, glory be to his name. My brother, tonight our prayer is towards Carlo. Amen. Amen. It's towards Carlo. So how many are going tomorrow? Amen. Amen. How many are going tomorrow? Amen. The amen is not coming. Amen. But it's your work. I've not said it. It has been proven. Amen. Amen. Said the bride is to do that work. And everybody has his own part to do. You are a lily. Amen. The bees want to come to see your beauty. They want to suck something from you. Oh, praise God.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Can I be quick to answer thee? And dying, who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer it. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. When the call of fire touched the prophet, making him as pure as you can be. When the voice of God said, go for us, then he answered, here am I, send me.
Oh, yes.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will wait to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Speak, my yesterday's faith, my Lord. Oh, speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It remained one stanza we didn't see. That soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we will gather for the harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May he hear his blessed child. Well done. My brother, my sister, one of these days, that's what we will hear from him. My son, well done. Amen. But let's look at the first stanza again. It said, hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me tomorrow Saturday? Oh, praise the Lord. Who will bring to me the lost and the dying? Who will point them to that narrow way? Oh man, brother, my sister, in your own way, tomorrow, even if you are not able to go because of other things that so much in the way that it doesn't give you the opportunity, you can be there in spirit. True prayer. Amen.
Amen.
True prayer.
Amen.
But the Lord wants you to be there. If you have nothing doing, let's go. Let's go. So when the call of fire touched the prophet, making him as pure can be, when the voice of God said, who will go for us? He answered, here I am, send me. And we have received the call of fire upon our lips already. The message, my brother, it has cleansed us. It has opened our eyes. It has shown us the way. It has made us what we are. The prophet said the lily is not selfish. Anything that is in him or her, she's freely to give. My brother, my sister, do you know how it took for you to be saved? Do you know the sacrifices that went through for someone to bring you in? Why can't you do the same? You don't know it. For this message, for this word of God to come to us, it has to take holy men of God to sacrifice themselves, to deny themselves, to give themselves for the work of God, for the Holy Spirit to speak through them. It took some people their lives. And now look at your own master. What he went through. Wounded for our transgressions. Oh, brethren. He was chastised for our iniquities. The peace that we have today was upon him. By his stripes we were healed. Brethren, let's do the same. He said, I've left part of the work, and it's for the bride to do now. Let's reach out. Let's reach out. He said, millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother. Hasten to their rescue.
and quickly answer, Master, here I am. There is a reward for the master to tell you, child, well done. It's a great reward. Tonight, you have thus says the Lord. Speak. Amen. Speak. Let us all pray. Let's pray. Our attention is towards Carlo. Lord, we know that you have your children. We know that there are many out there, Lord Jesus. And this is the beginning. The beginning of everything, Lord Jesus, to bring, oh Lord, this word of light, oh God. To brighten the darkness that is in the life of many. Lord, you did it for me. You paid a price for me. Today, Lord, I've been delivered from the power of darkness and I've been transformed into the kingdom of your dear son. Today, no one can deceive me. No one can move me away from the love of you, God. Now it is left for me also. The lily flower. To make open for others also. So Lord, tonight, I surrender everything in me. I surrender every resource the Lord you have given to me. I surrender my heart, Lord. Oh, my feet, my hands, my head, everything of me. I know the Lord. It will be unto you a reasonable sacrifice, Lord. The Lord Jesus, if only my life alone can be an epistle that someone can read and see you, Christ. Oh Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender. Lord Jesus, here I am. Here I am. Send me, Lord. Lord, we commit tomorrow and Carlo, Lord, into your hands. As we go in there, Lord, we are not going, oh Lord Jesus, on our own accord. But the spirit that was in Christ Jesus, that even the words he could not speak of himself, but what you, the Father, will speak through him is what he says. Lord, as we go to Carlo tomorrow, we pray the Lord Jesus, it will not be our own knowledge. It will not be, Lord, the excellency of our own wisdom that, Lord Jesus, it will be by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus, something of God, you want establish, you want it to be done. Father, do it. And we present ourselves, Lord, to you. The Lord, you use us, O Lord, for the purpose. You use us, Lord, for the purpose. We want to, Lord Jesus, see the original seed planted in Carlo. Nothing but the original seed. A church without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. Oh Lord, let it be, O Lord Jesus, something special in your own way. We commit, Lord Jesus, all journeys from various paths towards Carlo, Lord, into your hands. And we commit, Lord Jesus, the minister, the Lord, into your hands, that will stand, Lord, into your hands. And that, Lord Jesus, you said the bride has thus says the Lord. Let every utterance of God be thus says the Lord. According to your own will, Lord, let it be. And let it be so. Let it be so. Let it be so. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit all in Carlo, Lord, into your hands. Even before we get in there, Lord, we know your spirit, Lord, already is there. We know that, Lord Jesus, you will touch the heart of the people. Lord, let it be a transformation. Let it be a blessing. And someday, oh yes, Lord, your children will be gathered together in Carlo. We commit, Lord Jesus, all other. All other ministry, Lord, into your hands. Every other work of the commission, which individuals, your children, are pursuing, Lord. Father, let doors be opened. Let doors be opened. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, God. Seigneur, que tu prennes nos corps, oh Dieu, que tu prennes nos... In the name of Jesus Christ. Is there any request on your heart tonight? Just talk to him. Talk to him. If any request that is upon your heart, even as we remember Brother John, he couldn't come, couldn't make it tonight, and he requests that we remember him in prayer. Let us pray once more. Every request, anything that is upon your heart, just pray. And as you pray, remember your brother, your sister, our brethren that have traveled, our pastor, and all other brethren that have traveled, that the Lord be with them. Let's remember them in prayer. And let's remember our brother John also. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, that once again we have this privilege, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, your word has come to us, and we have seen, Lord Jesus, where we stand as the bride. That, Lord, the work, oh Lord, that you left behind, Lord. Father, it's our responsibility. It is for us, oh Lord, to finish that work. So, Lord, we cannot go without you, Lord. So, Father, we seek, Lord Jesus, your leadership in every situation, Lord. That, Father, you take us, oh God, for us to meet the right people that, Lord Jesus, are hungering and testing, Lord, for the righteousness, Lord. Father, we pray that, oh God, all your lost children, oh Lord, will see the light, oh Lord. Because you said until this gospel of the kingdom is preached in the whole of the world for a witness unto all the nations, the end will not come. Father, the bride, Lord, your children tonight, they see themselves, Lord Jesus, as the ones, Lord, to take up the cross now. Father, here we are. Send us, Lord Jesus. And as you send, Lord Jesus, your disciples, oh, you bless them, O Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit. And as they went forth, Lord, it was no more them, but you in them, doing the work. So, Lord Jesus, that's our prayer. The Lord, you will be in us. You will go with us. You will go before us. And Father, the work, Lord Jesus, that we do, we know that it will not be we doing the work, but you that live in us doing the work of God. So Lord, we surrender all to you tonight. The Lord Jesus, you work through us, Lord. And fulfill, Lord Jesus, the very promise, the Lord, you have, oh God. Lord, we want to remember our pastor and his family, Lord. Lord Jesus, we know, oh God, that you have met him. Where, Lord Jesus, he is waiting. Father, it is our prayer, the Lord. You will quicken him once again, Lord. You will renew him once again, Lord. You will strengthen him. You will fill him, Lord Jesus. That he comes back, oh God. Oh, once again. Full, Lord. Of your spirit, Lord. Full of the energy that, Lord, you have given to him. To continue. Oh, this glorious work that, Lord, you have given to him. Lord, we want to remember the other brethren. Oh, Brad Vegas and the family. Brad James and the family. Brad Wilmore and the family. And many others. Brad Joel. And many that, Lord, whom you know that, oh God, they've traveled, Brother George and the family. Oh, Father, we commit all of them into your hands. The Lord Jesus, you bring them back safely, Lord. And the Lord Jesus, they will come with their testimonies to glorify your name. Lord, once again, we want to say thank you, oh God, for making it, Lord, known unto us, the bride, where we stand now. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. These words of God has quickened us, Lord, to get ourselves always ready. Oh, to move. And bring, Lord Jesus, souls. Oh, the Lord, you have known even before the foundation of the world. And Father, bring the sheep in, O Lord. We thank you for tonight. The Lord, you have come, O God, to bring this word. To make us, Lord Jesus, aware of our position, Lord. We thank you, we bless you. We give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you. Let's sing this song. Do you have a song? How many believe that we've come here to worship and to praise His name? And all that is within us, the best that we can, we are ready to give. We are here to praise Him. We are here to worship.
We are here to praise You.
What you have done for us, Lord.
Lift our hands and sing.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight.
We are here to give you.
Yes, Lord, we are ready, Lord Jesus.
The best that we can bring.
Yes, Lord.
Bringing you our life. Rising from our heart, everything within us cry, I love you. We are here to praise you, O Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you,
yes, exactly, O Lord, we have done
the best that we can bring.
Yes, Lord.
Rising from our heart, everything within us cries, I love you.
Made us to know our place, Lord Jesus, in this commission, the Lord, you left. The work that you left behind, O God. We see the Lord. It is our work, Lord, to see that, Lord, your will is fulfilled. And Father, tonight we've surrendered all that we have unto thy hands, Lord Jesus, because it has to take you again, you in us, to move us, Lord, to fulfill this will of. So, Lord Jesus, each and everyone, come down, Lord, into our hearts, Lord. Quicken us, Lord Jesus, by your word, O God. And enlighten us, Lord Jesus, with your wisdom. The Lord, wherever we go, even without speaking, Lord, our life already will be a testimony, an epistle, the Lord. Man can look and read and see you, Christ, in our lives, Lord. Father, the commission, oh yes, it's upon our shoulders now. But without you, Lord, we can never do anything. That's why, Lord Jesus, we need the Holy Spirit leadership to take us through, Lord. And Father, we thank you for tonight. We are ready, Lord, to take up the cross now. And do, Lord, according to what, Lord Jesus, you will us to do. Bless us, Lord, even as tomorrow. Many of us that will be available, Lord, to go to Carlo. Lord, let your spirit, Lord Jesus, take an absolute control. We commit, Lord Jesus, that city into your hands. And because we know the Lord, there are children that, Lord, you have known even before the foundation of the world. There are children, Lord, you called and justified. And the Lord Jesus, you made them, O God, to conform to your image. Lord, bring them in, Lord. Bring them in, Lord Jesus. And Father, we commit the minister that will take up, Lord, tomorrow into your hands. The Lord Jesus, we want to plant the original seed. And the Lord, it takes, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit leadership, oh, to bring the word in season, oh God. So, Father, we commit into your hands as he surrenders to you, Lord. Father, use him, oh God, for the purpose of the kingdom. The Lord Jesus, you said we should go and preach. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you. We give all the glory to you. Even, Lord, as we have remembered our pastor and as many that have traveled, Father, be with them, oh God. And bring them safely back, Lord Jesus. Once again, we commit the church, Lord, into your hands. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, you have given us this revelation, Lord. We thank you that this church, oh God, anytime we come in, Lord, oh, we hear something, the Lord, that quickens us, that brings us closer to you. Father, glory be to your name. Keep your church alive, oh God. Let the fire continue to burn in this church, Lord. And let your spirit continue, Lord, to stand in the midst of us, O God. Father, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And even as you brought us in, Lord, once again, we ask for Jenny Mercy's back home. And Father, to get ourselves prepared in our closets, to get ourselves ready for tomorrow. If you tarry, then Lord, grant us another Jenny Mercy to Carlo and bring us back. And we commit the Sunday, Lord, into your hands. From the Sunday schools to the worship to the praises, Lord, all and the word that will come, O God, we bring all under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Once again, Lord, we say thank you. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. And thank you very much for your prayers for me. Amen. I was just saying, Lord, you are my strength. And I thank the Lord that he has broken all the fetters. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for your prayers. God richly bless you.
You deserve the glory.
sweet.